Frustrating. Best team won. No complaints. Dunfermline deserved to win the match tonight. I didn't think there was much in it early on. Obviously, we've lost a free kick. It's gave us a wee bit something to chase. But I thought for the rest of the first half, we showed enough passing and movement and got from box to box quite well. Didn't have the cutting edge to get in behind them, or a couple of passes, couldn't get George Oakley quite on. Didn't have any shots, which was hugely disappointing. But as much as we were lacking a wee bit of attacking thrust, I didn't think Dunfermline were causing us any problems first half. So, you know, the one bit of quality in the first half was the difference between the teams. Second half, again, I thought the first sort of 20, 25 minutes, box to box, there was nothing in the game. But we just, tonight, you know, we had one chance. You know, Aaron Doan's a great ball for Seedorf, and he's had a wee go. He didn't quite catch it, and then a header from Ian. But the more we took chances, the more Dunfermline started to catch us. And, you know, Mark's had a couple of terrific saves. They've hit the post a couple of times. So, you know, that was the bit that was frustrating today, because for all our good play, we never really looked like we were going to score. And Dunfermline, you know, looked a threat as they went forward. So, we're disappointed. It's something we'll have to work on. As I said to the players in there, sometimes what you do in training is mirrored in games, and I think that showed tonight.
What was the situation with Brad and Cameron Harper early on in the game?
Yeah, well, listen, we said before, Brad was struggling a wee bit with a shin problem, and we weren't sure whether to risk him or not. And, you know, with the cup final in mind to a certain degree, but and having to rest players, we'll have to rest players Saturday ahead of the cup final, we thought it wasn't worth a chance taking. So we thought we'd give young Cameron his debut, because there was no problem with him at all. And obviously, 5 minutes in, he's picked up a wee hamstring. So we had to gamble with Brad, and obviously Brad's got through the game, but he's in the match ready ice thing to see if he can be okay for Saturday. So it was one of these things. It's a great for the young lad to get his debut, but just a pity he's picked up a wee note.
Are you unhappy about having the prospect of potentially being Livy ahead of the final? Has that been resolved at all?
We're still waiting, but I believe the latest we heard was that Livy's preferred option was 24th, our preferred option was 24th, but the league were not sure, because they're worried in case if there was another cancellation between now and the end of the season, that it would leave no dates, and prospect of playing 4 games in 8 days. So, you know, as we said, that would be our, you know, if the worst came to the worst, then we're prepared to do that, because I think for the integrity of the competition, it's important that both teams get a free week ahead of the cup final.
Okay, guys.